Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wars, tomorrow's news, today.
The White House published its framework today for how it intends to combat one of the most pressing national security threats, domestic terrorism.
Domestic terrorism is on the rise across the country.
We're now hearing from Attorney General Merrick Garland on one of the Biden administration's top security priorities, combating domestic terrorism.
You understand they're going to stage terror attacks, and they're going to declare martial law, and they're going to come, and they're going to arrest the opposition leaders and beat us to death in prisons.
This afternoon, we saw federal agents collecting evidence at a home there, and they arrested Stuart Rhodes.
He and 10 others now charged with seditious conspiracy, but essentially the feds believe he was simply trying to overthrow the government.
So, Jake, no doubt you're going to probably face some repercussions for even doing this interview with us today. Are you a little worried about that?
Fear does not live in the hearts of patriots, and, you know, it's time for the American people to band together and to stand behind the Constitution and to really support the January Sixers, because we were the front line.
This call is being terminated by the facility.
Uh-oh. Yep.
All right. Interesting.
Someone didn't like that conversation.
Somebody didn't like. But that's one of the reasons we're doing the story. I don't know if the folks could hear that. This call is being terminated by the facility.
Why do you call the attackers terrorists?
But I can see why someone would take issue with the title of terrorist. It's gained a lot of notoriety in our vocabulary in the past few decades.
And we have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within.
In his view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
According to the United States intelligence community, domestic terrorism from white supremacists is the most lethal terrorist threat in the homeland.
We know now we must confront and defeat political extremism, white supremacy, and domestic terrorism.
Don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionists, domestic terrorists.
White supremacy, domestic terrorism, that we must confront and we will defeat.
Madam Vice President, my fellow Americans, state the obvious. 1 year ago today, in this sacred place, democracy was attacked, simply attacked.
Since you asked my critique of the president's speech, I thought it was fabulous.
And then they're going to devalue the dollar completely and start turning your power off on a regular basis.
Our wind and our solar got shut down, and they were collectively more than 10% of our power grid. It just shows that fossil fuel is necessary.
And inject your children with poisons until they slowly die. They're going to murder you.
I went and got the jab. I did it at 11:30 in the morning in Hawaii. Everything was normal. I went to bed. Woke up at 3:30 in the morning with my heart pounding out of my chest. I went to the ER. They hooked me up quickly to EKG, IVs, did blood work, quickly determined that I was in atrial fibrillation. I could have stroked out at 100 feet trying to land an airplane with 40 airplanes lined up next to us. I could have just pushed down on that stick before the person next to me could do anything. It's all over for a lot of people. Not a good scenario. Pete Buttigieg isn't telling you anything about this. The administration is not. The NIH, the CDC, they suppress all this stuff. There's a number of pilots out there that are fearful to come forward and speak. They're fearful of retribution. There's guys that are going to work with crushing pains in their chest.
So everybody should sit around and play their games. They're in the government. They're going to be part of the winning team. The fools working in the federal government going along with this are destroying themselves with us right along with them.
The anniversary of a violent terrorist attack on the Capitol.
See, they hide behind the classification of January 6th. We know how they did it. We know who did it. The freaking FBI ran the attack on the Capitol, and we have all the damn information. Does everybody get we're all going to get destroyed? These are serious killers, serious criminals. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, January 16th, worldwide transmission. The year is 2022. You know, the reason I've talked about taking a few weeks off, something I've never done, is I get so angry now that I blow up on air, and that's not professional, and that's not good. We need to lower the temperature in this country and around the world, because Klaus Schwab and the behavioral psychologists that run the Great Reset and the global government, globalist takeover, say they want to raise the temperature and make society fall apart and make us commit suicide and make us hurt each other. And family violence has exploded. It's tripled. Suicide's more than tripled in the last few years. The drug overdoses have exploded to record. I mean, we are in crisis. And I don't care if somebody's black or somebody's white or somebody works for the government or somebody works for a big corporation or a small business. They're individuals. We have to judge them by who they are. But the corporate power structure is making its move on society, ladies and gentlemen. And if you just joined us, a lot of stations join us at 6 after. We do the first 5 minutes for some stations that want to pick it up instead of local news or national news. I saw a John Bowne report I hadn't watched yet, but I thought, oh, let's just play that. It was very powerful about the corruption of both parties and how it's systemic, and then it was me blowing up at the end, something that I'm really going to work on not doing, even though it's popular with the viewers and the rest of it. It's not fake when I do it, but it's kind of like letting the dog off the leash. It's the dog when it's on the leash. It's still the dog when it's off the leash, but sometimes it bites when it's off the leash. And at 48 years old now, I need to do that because, again, they want violence. They want us to attack each other. And if somebody like me is losing their temper on air, well, then other people might not have as much self-control. They might do something more. And that's what they want. They want us to go crazy and, you know, have the black folks run over white people and have white people go in and shoot black people. And they just want us killing each other to distract from what they're doing. And so the left talks about unity out of one side of their mouth, while out of the other they push for division and hatred. And I don't want to be a hypocrite when I'm attacking them for pushing disunity when sometimes I also paint with too broad a brush, because this is a very evil time we're going into right now. And I've always been really good at predicting what's coming next. And I told you a couple years ago, you're going to see massive inflation, you're going to see civil unrest, you're going to see power outages, because that's what Klaus Schwab and the globalists said they would do, getting us ready for the collapse of civilization. But if you tuned in Tuesday or Wednesday, it had just broken in a local Illinois paper, and they were reporting how great it was, and listeners thought I was joking. But see how you thought Drag Queen Storytime with convicted pedophiles was a joke when we first reported it 10 years ago. Now it's funded by major corporations all over the world, and you're just like, oh, yeah, that's what they do. Well, now the Satanic Temple is getting schools, with elementary schools, to have Satan time, where you learn how Satan's good and how God doesn't exist, but Satan does. And so now if you just type in to any search engine the term satanic temple to host events at Illinois schools, you'll then learn that it's actually happening all over the country and all over the world. Let me show you. Because I want to show this to viewers. The point is that folks didn't believe this back on Wednesday. They thought it must be a fake story. But now if you simply type it in, you'll get hundreds of articles. And what's crazy is a lot of them are promoting it and saying it's a good time. The Satanic Temple After School Satan Club. And the first thing Satan tells you is that Satan doesn't exist. I wanted to start with that because then it moves into this area right here. This is out of USA Today. And this was in their Friday edition. California, this is the editorial section, should abolish parenthood in the name of equity. That's right. You even having a family, you even having children, other people may not have that. You don't deserve it. We need you to raise your children in government-run communes. And if you go to the UN, I was there last year, they have big posters up everywhere on the outside at the entrance saying, you'll soon own nothing and have nothing. And then it goes on to say, you'll soon live in communes and there'll be no more private homes. I showed you that video. The people are like, well, that's crazy. That'll never happen. But once they start turning off the economy for years and locking people down for years, you won't have the money to live anywhere else. And you'll have to go live in the government communes. China made 400 million of its farmers move in to the cities, and over 100 million died, as everybody knows, on record. The Chinese don't even deny that. So we're going into a cultural revolution, a great leap forward of becoming robot slaves in the cities. So here's a real article, USA Today. California, that's where it all starts, should abolish parenthood in the name of equity. And then it goes on to say, if California is ever going to achieve true equity, the state must require parents to give away their children. Today's Californians often hold up equality, the goal of just society, completely free from bias, as our greatest value. Governor Newsom makes decisions through an equity lens. Oh, and then this is a serious article that goes on to say, but the promises are no match for the power of parents. And it goes on to say, we can have a utopia if the state raises your children. What did the UN say 21 months ago? They said the main goal is to get lockdowns going, habituate everybody to them, and then finally we're going to take children out of the houses where even people aren't sick to shield them in place in government dormitories to train the families to give up their children. So this isn't satire. This isn't a joke. Today's California often holds up equality, the goal of a just society, completely free from bias, a utopia. As our greatest value, Governor Newsom makes decisions through an equity lens. Institutions from dance enablers to tech companies have publicly pledged themselves to equity. And again, whoever defines equity, you must follow. But their promises are no match for the power of parents. Fathers and mothers with greater wealth and education are more likely to transfer these advantages to their children. Oh, you see. So we're learning what the real reparations mean in the Great Reset is you put yourself into a communal system, you put your money into a communal system, and then the computer they claim is independent and free decides what percentage you get back. And, you know, if you do have degrees and you sign on to this, up front you get a big percentage of your money back. But everybody's forced to be under the control of the AI that fairly distributes it out. Of course, it doesn't fairly distribute it out. It's all programmed. So you want a nightmare science fiction hell, Mark of the Beast? They're now rolling out where this leads. We have a breakdown of it on Infowars.com. WTF, USA Today calls for California to abolish parenthood. It's very serious. And then here's some of the background articles. This is, having children is not a life-affirming. It's immoral. Pew Research, growing shares of childless adults in the U.S. don't expect to ever have children. And then it's praised. One legacy of the pandemic, maybe less judgment of the child-free. California, again, should abolish parenthood. It's immoral to have babies in the era of climate change. And then you've got Youngkin says parents have a fundamental right to make decisions about their children's education. That's now extreme right wing. to say your genetic line and who you are has some rights, but not all. And the Justice Department's investigating the Virginia parents that protest their small children being told they're white terrorists as terrorists. They're being investigated as terrorists. So that's a small smattering of what we have here today. If you don't like Satan time at your school or drag queen pedophile time, here comes the FBI. If you don't like your children being taught critical race theory, well, here comes the state. And when we come back, I have a stack of news articles. It's everywhere. But the corporate media is saying it's time to permanently lock up those that don't take shots in America. And they go, look at Europe, look at Australia. That's what we're doing next. And this is their plan. And if they can get people to follow these orders, they can get you to follow any order. Because this is the door being shut on freedom. All of the world's being put into a prison. It's a prison planet. And those that take the poison death shots, well, they're going to go beyond just being a prison planet. They're going to be dead.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud.
Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
We are back live on this Sunday transmission, January 16th, 2022. You know, I'm going to hit the incredible martial law COVID announcements and national polls. The vast majority of Democrats want martial law declared by the president, military on the streets, and the unvaxxed locked up permanently until they starve to death. That's basically what Noam Chomsky also called for, and they're now implementing it in countries in Europe and countries in the Pacific, like Australia. And I'm not joking. Utah's largest newspaper calls for unvaxxed to endure draconian lockdowns enforced by National Guard. CNN has another headline. Europe's loud, rule-breaking unvaccinated minority are falling out of society. My father almost died for his country fighting in Okinawa. Today, his son can no longer walk the streets of Washington, D.C. without his papers. And then when I read this polls to you, just wait until you see this poll. Fully vaccinated Canadian soccer player, sidelined with microcarditis. This is like happening every day. So are the deaths. And then here's the big poll I mentioned. Poll reveals astonishing percentage of Democrats support unparalleled COVID tyranny for the unvaccinated. In fact, we'll hit that first when we come back next segment. But right now, let me go ahead and get back into what I was covering. Because just like I opened the show up with the Satanic Temple endorsed by the Democratic Party, they actually have a partnership with them, having big events all over the country, major Hollywood blockbuster films promoting them. And they say, we don't believe in God, we're just Satanists, and we want access to children. But then you research them, and let me tell you, they know this is a spiritual battle, but they want to first tell your kids, oh, the devil's not real and God's not real, but the devil loves you. He's going to teach you how to be powerful and be enlightened. It's really what we hear about in the Garden of Eden, whether you believe in that or not. It's being repeated in front of you in the real world today. But I want to go back to Joe Matthews, a big globalist, heads up stuff connected to the UN Davos group. And he very calmly and very seriously in USA Today says it's time to abolish the family completely. And he says, give your children to the homeless people down the street. What he's saying is sacrifice your children. They're not building a global community. They want you to have no connection to anybody. That's why the CIA funded the sexual revolution. That's been declassified. Now I'm up here telling somebody that I judge you if you had more than one sexual partner. No, I'm just telling you, they promoted it and pushed it so you would slowly break up the family and have no one to stand up for you. And here we are, a generation and a half later, and it's all here because it was a plan. So let's read this article, because this isn't a joke. And remember, it was USA Today just last week endorsed pedophilia and said it's not a bad thing and it's just a lifestyle. You're like, what are they doing? Well, they're waging war on us, ladies and gentlemen. This is an anti-human move. That's why people are blown away by the censorship and the attacks and the corruption. And people that protest at school boards being called terrorists is because this is a real breakdown and end of the family, because they want you to become commodities, programmed pod people. And if you go out to lunch somewhere, a friend of mine went to a Japanese kind of open counter Benihana type deal today. And he showed me a photo of more than 20 people around the big communal table. None of them were talking. None of their children were talking. And everybody had a phone sitting there looking at them. And so you say, let's get rid of the family. They celebrate in here that people's attention spans are shorter. And people aren't having children. The family is falling apart. Yes, yeah, so is society. He says, but soon we'll be able to plug these people in to a global commune through computers, yeah, the Matrix, and it'll be a utopia. And he says, I know this sounds like a dystopia, but it's a utopia. Yeah, folks, it's a utopia. This is the takeover, the enslavement of humanity. And I'm part of it, too. I get on these phones too much. I've been programmed with the dopamine receptors. I mean, I'm right here with you. I'm just saying, we need to be conscious of this and protect our children, become aware of it, and pull out of this. Because all the studies show the screen time is not making you happy. And I know I reach you on a screen. That's my point, is that we've all got to have our own reset against this and really have a fundamental shift and realize how much trouble we're under. So, column. 1 week after they promote pedophilia, California should abolish parenthood in the name of equity. They go on to say, we can create the utopia Governor Newsom wants, but only by getting rid of parents. Fathers and mothers with greater wealth, I'm reading from it, and education are more likely to transfer these advantages to their children. So see, any advantages, which is what survival of the fittest, is what builds civilization, what makes it stronger. But they want to get rid of that. Fathers and mothers with greater wealth and education are more likely to transfer those advantages to their children, compounding privilege over generations. As a result, children of less advantaged parents face an uphill struggle. Oh, so somebody else is an uphill struggle because you have a mommy and daddy. That's why I always told you they don't want you saying mother or father on the elementary school entrance papers, because maybe somebody else doesn't have that. If somebody else doesn't have that, you can't even talk about what you've got. Social mobility has stalled. That's globalism and the taxation and regulations. And democracy has been corrupted. See the Great Reset? Collapse society, collapse the world, make you depressed, and then turn around and say, oh, live in a commune. You'll have nothing. You'll own nothing. You'll now be in a heavenly world. That's their invented plan. More Californians are abandoning the dream. See, they collapse California on purpose with regulations and taxes, bring in giant third world populations and say, oh, the fires, the dystopia, all of it, it's the mommy and daddy's fault. If we just gave children to homeless people, he actually says that, it would fix it. More Californians are abandoning the dream. A recent Public Policy Institute of California poll found declining belief in the notion that you can get ahead through hard work. Yes. Yes, you can't get ahead through hard work. They've set it up that way. And when you stop working, everything collapses and we all starve to death. But, oh, he's promising a utopia. This is the most illogical, satanic poison, worse than cobra venom, injected into our body politic. My solution, making raising your own children illegal. It's simple. And while we wait for the legislation to pass, we can act now. The rich and the poor should trade kids, and homeowners might swap children with homeless neighbors. Now, I recognize that some naysayers will dismiss such a policy as ghastly, even totalitarian. Oh, no, not that. But my proposal is quite modest, a fusion of traditional philosophy and today's most common political obsessions. And then he goes into it all. And he endorses, where did I tell you all the eugenics comes from? Plato's Republic. He said we should either just kill all the poor people or take their children away and make the elites take care of them. But if they don't, we'll just kill them. And just look at that soft, arrogant, hateful person. Imagine living with him. Nobody is. Imagine loving him. Nobody is. He just wants somebody to give you your children. He just wants to be in charge of the computer that decides how big your 200 to 300 foot cell is. See, oh, they're emptying out all the prisons under COVID to put the dissenters in there, but all of you then go into prisons as well, the coffin apartments pushed by Bloomberg and all of them. Jeff Bezos, all of them. They say we're going to take all your resources away until you can only survive. You will drink urine. You will eat bugs. You will have nothing. You will own nothing. You will get no meat. You will have no children. You will be obsolete. We're liberals. We're liberals.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids, known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So if you watch my film, The Obama Deception, and my film, Endgame, we talk about Plato, the most famous philosopher and historian in all of history, probably even bigger than Shakespeare as just a writer, period. He's probably the greatest writer, single writer in history. And he gave out a lot of multifaceted views. He'd show one view and another view and then a separate view, and so many of the philosophies in the world come out of him. And I've read a lot of his writings. I've read three of his books at least. That's pretty much most of his writings. And I've seen him quoted in other scholarly tomes by other philosophers. But
he is the progenitor or the great-granddaddy of eugenics, of Adolf Hitler, of communism, of basically Hegelian dialectics, of everything. And a dumbed-down person will say, you just said he's one of the greatest writers. He also influenced Hitler. Well, yeah, and Friedrich Nietzsche and everybody else. I'm not saying I agree with him, but he's the king. And so when I talk about him in all of these films, and I explain, it's Plato's world. He also talked about space bases and flying cars and unlimited energy power and all the rest of it. I mean, who knows if that existed? But the point is that he's the guy that had all this knowledge, and he's the one the globalists followed. And now they're doing it. And now they got editorial articles in the USA Today saying, oh, pedophilia is good. Yeah, you don't have a right to keep your child away from some big fat slob when they're 5 years old. Let them just grab your cat out of the backyard. And, you know, if the kid says they want to have sex, they can have sex. But, oh, a man and woman in a Gillette commercial of a guy asks a girl out or tells her, hey, would you like me to buy you a cup of coffee? That's rape. But, oh, having sex with a child, grab them out of their backyard, that's a good thing. And now USA Today is back this week to throw it in our face and to manipulate our minds and just get us used to them doing whatever they want with the homeless and the fentanyl and the death and the government saying, if you care about America and you know you want sovereignty and you question elections, you're a terrorist. And if you protest and people get out of hand, you're all terrorists. But if we go burn buildings down on purpose, we're good people, says the Congress folks. So it goes on in USA Today. Now I recognize that some naysayers will dismiss such a policy as ghastly. It's outlawing parenthood, making everybody be raised in communes. And you've got to live in a commune, too, with communists over you. It's called a slave camp. Even totalitarian. Oh, really? Even totalitarian. But my proposal is quite modest. A fusion of traditional philosophy and today's most common political obsessions. So I went and looked this guy up, and sure enough, he works for the UN, the globalists. He's a big muckety-muck with them and these other groups, and he's dead serious about all this because that's really what he wants to do. In his Republic, Plato adopted Socrates' sage advice. Okay, you know what they did to Socrates for that advice? That children be possessed in common so that no parent will know his own offspring or any child his parents, in order to defeat nepotism and create citizens loyal not to their sons but to society. The state is God. Of course, nepotism has its issues. Wealth always has its problems. Smart people that are wealthy learn how to not give their children a lot, make them work so they get stronger. But all the communism, all the hundreds of millions dead the last century, it all comes out of this. And this is what the communists quote. It takes a village to raise a child. And, of course, in a real village, people do raise each other's children. But in the Dr. Spock world and all the leftist programs that were pushed out there in the 60s and 70s and 80s, don't discipline your child. Don't tell them what they should be. Don't tell them your values. Let them be themselves. You mean let the state program them. And now he admits that. He says, oh, we need nothing from parents, their children. We want their children taken like eggs from a hen when she lays it. Factory humans, programmed humans. And he goes on to say, this will make the global system work better because you're going to be a creature of the corporation programmed by a computer to serve the greater good of all. But no one has independent will. No one has freedom. Everyone is what these controllers want, these self-appointed monsters. I mean, look at this guy. Why do they always look so damn slimy? Well, if you look like him or Brian Stelter, you'd hate families. You'd hate society, too. Today, a policy of universal orphanhood aligns with powerful social trends that point to less interest in family. Californians are slower to marry and are having fewer children. Our birth rate is an all-time low. He goes on to say how wonderful this is. And it goes on. My proposals should be politically unifying, fitting hand in glove with the most cherished policies and progressiveness and Trumpians alike. The left's introduction of anti-racism and gender identity in schools faces a bitter backlash from the parents ending parenthood would end the backlash, helping dismantle white supremacy and outdated gender norms. Democrats also would have the opportunity to build a new pillar of the safety net, a child-raising system called the Foster Care for All. And they're going to act later like, well, he's being tongue-in-cheek, but this is all the official plan. He goes on to say we're going to have a universal system where you all work for a computer and we're all centralized to fix the global problems. They may even say that they really desire is what the title Orphan of the musical Annie demanded. I didn't want to be just another orphan, Mr. Warbucks. I wanted to believe I was special. But the only way you're special is by not having a family, which is what makes you special. And Target, I've seen that book in Target. Let's Summon Demons. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's a sabotage operation to destroy civilization. So whatever they know hurts civilization, they're aggressively injecting it with Cloward and Piven, the Great Reset. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, and we're already deep into the collapse. The supply chains are already almost gone. Food shortages are everywhere. Hundreds of millions on the edge of starvation. More than 40-plus million, they admit, have now extra starved to death. These lockdowns, and the left loves it. I'll get to the COVID news when we come back now. I spent a lot of time on this, but it's very, very important. This New World Order system is a suicide pact, and everybody must reject it and resist it with every means that's legal and lawful. We don't want to get violent. Even though the Declaration of Independence speaks that we have the right to defend ourselves at this point, because they are planning on that and want that. We just have to be very, very strong and see what's going on and pull ourselves out of it. That's why they want the churches shut down. That's why they want us alone, so they can get you into this funk, make you give up on life, and take full control of your mind. Now, let's go to their main attack, shutting down civilization, the COVID garbage, and the biggest developments yet. Every day it's the biggest developments. It just gets crazier and crazier. Rollouts all over the news of endless lockdowns, forced inoculations, and saying, let's imprison people that won't take the shots. Well, I've got all that for you when we come back. Separately, a lot of you probably heard ads running on the radio and TV ads running, where I'm saying, hey, I'm cutting this on January 6th. This is only going to run for another week, and then it's over. 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 50% off X2 Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. 50% off on this and that. And Thursday passed, and here we are on the 16th. Those sales are still up because I've been so busy with so much breaking news and so much going down that despite the fact that Vitamin Mineral Fusion is almost sold out, and X2 is getting close to selling out as well, I'm going to have to end that sale too, that I haven't had time to go cut our new sale. But these are very important things. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has all the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids. So important for your immune system, your whole body to fight back against all these assaults. And then, of course, X2 is one of the biggest deficiencies people have is iodine. Most iodine is bound to something else, so a lot of people have trouble absorbing it, but not deep earth crystal iodine, not atomic iodine. It is the most absorbable, and it funds the InfoWar. It's available 50% off. Everything we've got is in stock, and we really need the support. You know, you see how they took MyPillow's credit card system away, saying he's not allowed to talk about the election. Well, he's back up. But, I mean, they're trying the same stuff with us. We've been faithful. We've told the truth. We've stood up for humanity. We need your support. So InfoWarsStore.com for the children. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates,
We're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Old daughter this morning said to me that her high school history teacher was asking her about me and was asking if I was for real, and she had the perfect answer. She said, yeah, that's my dad 100%, but what you see on air is just turned up. So smart. I love her so much. She's so amazing. And then she asked me, she said, but he told me that globalism was just people that care about the globe. Not a bad thing. Yeah, they really care about the globe. The most rich, powerful, ruthless people on earth. On record, saying they want to depopulate us. But the left, and that's what almost all these teachers are, they think by pretending they're with the power structure, they're somehow winning. It's called being delusional. It's called being a useful idiot. And so all these people, because they're put in positions of authority, keep following the system. That's a perfect meme for radio listeners. It says globalism shows the children standing around the earth holding hands. What we were told it is, all happy rainbows. And then what it really is a bunch of powerful elites deciding how to enslave and dumb down humanity. They see the planet as their property and see you as dumb and ignorant, and that's why it needs to be swept away. And you know, a lot of the public does fulfill that prophecy.
But a lot of people don't. And so you don't have a right to play God, and it's wrong. That all our checks and balances are being swept away right now. And everybody that plays along, they're part of the power structure, are lying to themselves, and God's watching. So let me read you this first article. This will take a while to get through. And then coming up in the third segment of the next hour, we got something really special for you. Well, I'll just start telling you. I told you that now I make myself, at least for part of the day, not have the cell phone with me. Because I'm constantly reading articles and taking calls. And I get a lot done with it. I'm not playing, you know, online games and screwing around. But it still dominates my life. And so this morning I went out to take care of some errands before, not name dropping, he's just a great guy. Jesse James dropped by and picked me up. We went to his church. I go with him sometimes too. And I heard a great sermon there. I think it was like a 10:30 sermon or 11 o'clock sermon. But before that, I went to the store, and I was getting gas, and I didn't bring the cell phone with me. And I saw a woman in a brand-new Mustang, and I'm sitting there in my car while my truck's gassing up, and I watched this woman pull up, white lady, and a blonde lady. I'm not making fun of blondes. My mom's blonde. She's really smart, but you know, I guess some women just think I'm blonde, so I don't have to worry about anything or whatever. This was a dumb blonde. And she gets out of the car. And I'm thinking, there's something weird. Why is she walking back and forth confused? And I go, that car's got new tags. And I'm thinking in my mind, why is this picture not right? Because, you know, before your brain clicks. So I'm sitting there drinking coffee. It's like 8:30 in the morning. And I go, oh, my God, that's a brand new Tesla. And I go, oh, let me get my phone. And I reach for it in the cup holder, and it's not there. But Alex Jones doesn't get mad. He overcomes. I sit there and watch her go around for about a minute, can't do it. I see other people laughing at her, and then she just gets in her car and leaves, and I'm driving home, and I say, don't forget when you get home to get on the desktop. That's better for your brain to not always be on the phone. I get on the desktop, and I type in, woman tries to gas up Tesla. Dozens of results. Here's one of the ones. And, of course, it's women. Now, the woman looked just like this today. Not knocking blonde ladies. It was funny. It was a blonde lady, but it wasn't a Tesla. It was a Mustang. My brain conflates these. I've already watched a bunch of Tesla videos. I'm sitting there looking going, oh, that's one of the new Mustangs. Oh, that's electric. And then it, you know, kind of clicked. Why is she doing that? And then these are videos of Teslas. So much data. I just mixed it all together in my head. But I witnessed this for myself. Here's a dude. He's got his trendy liberal Patagonia thing on. He looks like he's Asian. Only singling him out because we were already saying it's a white lady acting stupid. Everybody can. There's dumb people in every group. So he's got a brand new Tesla. And he doesn't understand that it doesn't take gasoline, bro. Do they even know what unleaded is? Do they even know what leaded is? Do they know what diesel is? Do they know what natural gas is? And that's why I've told people that own these cars. I've told them, I said, you know, I can show you equations and make reports that an electric car, to make it, takes about three times the carbon of a gas car. And then for electricity, most of it's still generated by fossil fuel. And you lose on average about half of the power down a power line on the average transfer line. It's about half. They have international power associations and U.S. power associations. You can go look the actuaries up and the numbers. But and you're sitting there telling them, hey, you know an electric car uses more carbon, right? Which is fine with me. I mean, I think that's great. We need more carbon. We're a carbon-based life form. We've been carbon poor. This is great that we're taking ancient carbon up from the ground and putting it back in the atmosphere. We're getting a healthier planet like it was in ancient times. Even mainline paleontologists will tell you. So I told you I was going to get to this next hour, and I just did it. But I'm going to actually show you the videos and then something it ties in with. So imagine if I saw a woman trying to gas up a new electric Mustang, and then I instantly typed that in and instantly found it. Imagine how widespread this is. Then I started thinking about all the hundreds of videos of people trying to put gasoline in plastic bags. And it's almost always women, because nobody taught them about cars or about gas. And they hear, hey, a hurricane's coming. Every time a hurricane or storm's coming, the gas stations just fill up with women with plastic bags they get inside. And then they put the gas in and then wonder why the gas eats through it and spills. And they just don't know. And you know what? Klaus Schwab is probably right. That lady probably needs to be taken out by the FBI, who's our lords and saviors, into a field and shot in the back of the head and put in a pit. I'm being sarcastic. No, I don't really want that. They'll edit that out and put it on the news. But that's their fault for lying. No, we need to help that woman. We need to inform that woman. How alone was she through her life? Who is, no one told her. Nobody talked to her. There's hundreds of these videos. She doesn't know how to screw in a light bulb. She doesn't even know where electricity comes from. So when the globalists say you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it, they know she's so weak-minded, she'll hear that and believe it. When they come and imagine if she had kids. They say, hey, we're taking your kids from you. That probably would be a way to help her. Because, see, they've already dumbed her down so much. They've already turned her into this thing. She just knows how to stand behind a counter and make hamburgers all day. You know, she's in a, and I'm not putting her down for that, but that's all she knows. She's got plastic grocery bags putting gallons of gasoline in it. What did they do to her? She wasn't taught basic skills. And I've explained this 1,000 times. My dad's dad was a farmer and a rancher, and he knew how to run electricity. He knew how to butcher a cow fast. He knew how to fix tractors. He knew how to do it all. And he knew how to skin a buck and run a trot line and you know, kick your ass if he needed to. That man, compared to my dad and compared to me, was like a, looked like a Greek god compared to my dad and me. I mean, we're not like, you know, bad examples of the male. Imagine, like, I'm a towering specimen compared to most of these people now. They have degenerated. They have completely fallen apart. They have no idea in the future. And then the globalists are like, hey, we need to just kill all these people. Now look at this woman. Spraying gasoline on top of the car. This is not a joke. It's not a game. She thinks that's how you clean your car. And she's got her mask on. Of course, she's safe from COVID-19 because Fauci told her the news must be the authority. She has no man in her life. Nobody raised her properly. She was raised by television. And now she thinks she's at a car wash with gasoline putting it on the car. These are real videos. But we're not going to take her out in the field and shoot her like the Nazis would do. We've got to, though, understand these are the folks that are voting. These are the people that when they say you're a white supremacist, if you don't want your five-year-old to be taught white people are inherently bad, they don't know the history of this. They don't know how evil that is. They don't know that messes kids up. They take on, like a robot, whatever they're told. And they are completely and totally mindless. So we'll talk about that next hour. I didn't get into the poll yet. Because these are the people that are putting gasoline on the windshield of their car to clean the mildew off. These are the people that are putting gasoline in plastic bags and putting in their trunk. These are the people that don't know what planet they're on. And they want you locked up in prison. They believe they're locked up. They believe they're wearing masks. They believe they're getting sick, not from the shots, but from you not taking them. I saw a lady today driving into work later in the afternoon. I pulled into a store, and she was in an Army uniform, and I said, how are you doing? She said, I'm doing fine. How are you doing? She said, I know you. You're Alex Jones. This is a black lady. I said, hey, did you take the shot? She goes, yeah. Sickest I've been in my life. Brain fog horrible. You're absolutely right. They made me take it. Have a good day. She was in the reserves or whatever. So there you go. We'll be back with hour number two straight ahead.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.